As a diocese and as a parish, we have entered the year of the Eucharist celebration. We opened with the official proclamation of the decree from Bishop Grus last weekend, and we had some time for prayer and the procession around the church with the Blessed Sacrament. The year of the Eucharist will conclude on the Feast of the Corpus Christi on June 14, 2020. Our hope is that the celebration of our encounter with Jesus will get stronger and carry on beyond these dates. To help us with this renewed encounter, the diocese has provided us with teaching moments on the Eucharist and has focused our homilies on the Eucharist and the celebration of the Mass. Mass is an encounter with Jesus, the action of Christ and the people of God. God who sanctifies the world through Christ, mystery of redemption is celebrated, our redemption. In the first reading, we read how Elijah calls Elisha to follow him, and he does. St. Paul in a second reading calls the Galatians to serve out of love for one another and out of love for God. And in the gospel, as we read, Jesus demands an immediate and total response to his call. Whoever has put a hand on the plow but begins to look back is not fit for the kingdom. This year of the Eucharist is an invitation to a deep and personal encounter with Jesus, our encounter. And this is the heart of our Catholic faith. This encounter happens in many circumstances and ways, but primarily through the Eucharist. The Mass is the action of Jesus. Jesus sacrifices himself to God, the Father. We are invited to do what Jesus did. This is more than taking bread and wine and pronouncing the words of the Last Supper. We join the sacrifice of our lives to the sacrifice of Jesus. The risen Christ and his people together offer themselves to God the Father. This offering joins us to the risen Christ, our ultimate goal, our ultimate hope, the day of the resurrection to life. And he is present with us and in us and through us. And we are called to follow Jesus just like he called his first followers. Jesus doesn't just call his apostles in their early days. He calls each one of us to follow him. In today's gospel, we understand that it is not easy. It is demanding in that Jesus desires an immediate response. Whatever stands in the way of our joining the sacrifice of Jesus must be set aside. And everything that prevents us from attending Mass is to be set aside. You know, every Easter and Christmas, our house gets full. And then comes the summertime, and you see the effects. And while there, for some instances, there is a true reason beyond one's control that we have to miss the Mass on Sunday, but is it really for that many people? Is it really for that many of us or that often that we have a reason beyond our control to miss the Sunday encounter with the sacrifice of the Holy Eucharist? We join Christ in his sacrifice to the Father by consciously and actively participating in the Mass. We are asked to be present not just physically, but with our whole heart, mind, and body. This requires a deep understanding of what we are doing when we gather for Mass. That means, perhaps, making sure that we come a little bit earlier for Mass. Making sure that we do stay to the very end of the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. That does mean that we pay attention to the readings, or perhaps to the cantor who announces the song numbers and invites us to join in the prayer, in responses, in singing. And I know that some of you might say, "Father, but I cannot sing. If I sing, people will be moving away from me." And that's okay. That's all right. Because we are not here to perform. We are not here to compete for the first prize. We are here to praise the Lord. So if your voice is not the best, and your neighbor might look at you and say, "Lower, little bitch, the voice, because you don't sound really good," you might turn to the neighbor and tell them, "Listen, I'll do that, but you can help me too in the celebration of this Mass. So I'll sing a little bit lower, a little bit quieter. You sing a little bit louder so that your perfection overcovers mine, imperfection." At the end, we are here to pray with each other, for each other, and through each other bring the life of Christ. As this year of the Eucharist unfolds, we will plumb the depth of the Eucharist through teachings and homilies during Mass and through our formation activities. We'll be focusing on the Eucharist and Mass. At Masses we celebrate, the children will focus on the Eucharist in their catechetical programs, but there will also be some opportunities for us as adults to actively learn more about who we are as Catholic community, who is Jesus that comes to us in the reality of the Eucharist. The question to ponder today for us is, will I enter into the sacrifice with Christ? Will I enter into the sacrifice with Christ? You all have been traveling around the country. You've seen some of the parishes that are very beautiful and very lively and encouraging to be there. But you also have seen the communities where people come only to the church. They don't want to pray, they don't want to sing. They are there only to receive communion as if that was the only thing they ever needed. The rest of it is irrelevant. And you know how sad that kind of celebration is. It's more going through the motion than celebration. In my 3 years over here, I'm grateful because you are doing a good job. I'm grateful to hear you respond and to sing. But that doesn't mean we are done with making what we could do. We're making this community a really lively parish. We definitely could do more. And we know that we will do it because we care about the love of Christ. We care about each other. And we want to continue on the good spirit that we have in our community. Will I respond to his call and follow? And follow immediately? That's our question. A rich and fulfilling encounter awaits us when we say yes, not only with our words, but with our actions, by actively participating in the Mass. So the question for this week, for all of us, is, will I enter into the sacrifice with Christ?